SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
Sirius XM.
Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. Yes, on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you aboard. I mean, there's so much going on. There's a really good NBA game happening with the Nuggets and the Sixers. Nothing like a little ho-hum
74-point first quarter to get us cooking out in Philadelphia. 38-36, Nuggets lead the Sixers with that live total pumped up to 247.5. Got a couple of other games later on, including a sizzle play from Joe in the Thunder-Clipper game. A lot of college basketball, some system plays out there. I saw a scuffle between Alabama and Missouri already tonight as well. There's a lot happening. There's plenty of hockey, too. We've got McDavid versus Austin Matthews coming up in an hour. I've got some action on that. We got all the football to talk about, too. Me and Joe haven't been together in days, and we got all these divisional matchups to do. So plenty happening, as always, here on Carver and Lisi. Mike Carver and, of course, well, the one, the only, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? I tell you what. This gutless Indiana team. No.
Wait for the radio. The radio's going to wait because Joe's mad at Indiana. We welcome all our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, with you on a Tuesday night. Joe upset because Indiana getting housed by Purdue here in the first half, Joe.
Yeah, look at what I have going here. I'm going to send it to you. It's just gutless in the every time we back this team, they just never step up. Never. Where is Alford? Where are all the guys? Where's Keith Smart? Give me somebody that's gutless.
Smashed.
I mean, they can't cover 9.5 in a rivalry game. This gutless Purdue team sucks on the road, and they can't, in their house in Bloomington, make this game close. Nobody's asking them to win. Just cover the 9.5.
I mean, they're down 22. You'd like to think they can make a little bit of a run.
They're down 2, Carver. They're down 22 at half.
So you're getting 9. You're catching 9.5. So you need to only make up 10 points. You know, 10, 11, 12 points here.
That's all. Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
that's it. I mean, you got some runway left here. You got a whole half.
Bobby Knight on there throwing chairs across the court. I mean, this guy Goodson is totally overrated.
Woodson?
Totally overrated.
Woodson?
Whatever his name is. Really. Yeah, the white tie. He looks the part, but he can't coach this team up. They're gutless. Ever since, and Trace Jackson is basically the only athlete that they've had in Bloomington for the last 30 years. And Antoine Randall, maybe.
Michael Penix?
I mean, really? Yeah, Penix too. I mean, come on. I mean, really, it's in your building. It's a rivalry game. You know, I'm tired of it. You know, and this is a carryover. I got knocked around. I got smashed last night. Another gutless team, the Eagles. Oh, you know, they just want to get out of Dodge. It's a playoff game. That's what you play for, to win titles. These guys, my brand, my chain, my helmet, why don't you tackle somebody?
Loved the Bucks last night. Loved them.
It's one thing. They got boat raced. It's one thing to lose. They got smashed with a chandelier.
Absolutely embarrassing.
I like to smash the bookie with a chandelier. Smash him. Smash him. Come on. Give me some mojo. I need this Indiana team. I tell you what I'm on, though. The bounds tonight, a little body English. Follow your shot, Russell Westbrook, 8-plus bounds. Forget the points.
That's the sizzle play. The sizzle play. Gave it out in the first segment of the show. Sizzle play.
Forget the curve, Ricky. Bring him the heater. The body shot. The body shot.
And then you don't like,
Barry.
You don't like what I said to you before the show, right? When I said to you, why? I said, I was going to tell you on this. Why do you like it so much? It's hit twice in the last 20 games.
Yeah, Carver's the hero.
Why do you like this so much? Why are you on Russell Westbrook's rebounds tonight?
Okay, Wheel.
I want to know the secret sauce. I want to know where you got
Don't
this from.
Don't worry about it. What are you trying to say? The synapses are a little twitched tonight?
I don't know. You could be. I want to know if it's a solid principle play, or are you just, you know, you've been getting knocked around and you're chasing. Which one is it?
All right. So let me give you the long. The
knocked gist. Around and chasing.
You want the gist of it? I'll give you the gist.
Yeah.
I had a great national championship game. Great. And I was dead on the playoff game with the Packers and the over. But instead of playing it, I got cute because I like to get cute sometimes. So I had it straight, but I didn't play it straight the way I played the national championship game. So then I come into Monday with your Buffalo Bills. I start getting cute again. I have Josh Allen, 70-plus, and then James Cook. Touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we feed
I saw.
This guy the rock by the goal line anymore?
No, we don't do that.
All right, Dawson Knox has one catch. Can't get over 13 and a half.
Hey, it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
Should have played him for the touchdown.
So anyway, so then I come back. I say, you know what? The Eagles have cost me money. I'm not going to play the Eagles. You know what I'm going to do? Props. Jalen Hurts rushing. Smashed. Guy doesn't
one
run
carry.
Anymore.
One carry.
DeAndre Swift, big shot. I take him pregame. I take him in-game. Can't get over 44 yards. Smashed.
Yeah, you got knocked around. That's why you're chasing with this sizzle play tonight.
So the sizzle play came right out and say, you know what? Body English Tuesday. That's
well,
what it is.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. We're going hockey and we're going to the Bell Cows tonight.
Oh, Carver's got it all figured out.
Bell cows in hockey, especially when you get
all right,
Matthews versus McDavid.
You got it all figured out.
Matthews versus McDavid. Edmonton, Toronto. It's a bell cow game, Joe. It's a bell cow game.
Kid's got it all figured out. Charts and graphs. He's got everything. He's like going on a navigation. He's going on a voyage. We'll call him Columbus Carver.
Nuggets lead the Sixers 46-42. They are not slowing down. It's up to 252.5 in Philly. So I'm on the FanDuel boost, Joe, which was Joker and Embiid both to score 25 and both to have 8 boards. So let's hope we can get there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. They got the tennis on for Matias here, too. The tennis! Aussie Open! We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. 53-49, Nuggets lead the Sixers. 258.5 is now the number there.
Here come the Hoosiers. Swinging gate.
Here come the Hoosiers. So 58-46. So Joe with a lot of belly aching when we started the show about Indiana, and now they've given him a little life here in the second half.
Jimmy.
I mean, they've cut it in half in 5 minutes in. 5 minutes into the second half.
Hey, same hoop. How tall?
What do you gotta say about Goodson now? What are you saying about Goodson
sucks.
Now?
Come on, give him the whip, Mike. Give him the whip.
Goodson. Xavier leads Butler 69-60.
What is it, Woodson?
Woodson, yeah, Woodson's his name.
He was the coach of the Knicks, wasn't he?
He was the coach of the Knicks once upon
a time.
How'd they do? They haven't done good with anybody.
All right, there you go.
So,
all right.
Nothing to all worry right. about there, that's for sure.
Amoeba defense. Give me the amoeba. I want the amoeba. Give me the amoeba. I don't even have the game on, Carver. Can't even find the game. Where's the game?
Which game? Oh, the Indiana game? Oh, that's on Peacock. Yeah. You should have the Peacock lined up from Saturday night, right? Come on, it's a Peacock exclusive.
Stop with this Peacock. Really?
Peacock no. Big Ten deal. It's exclusive game, exclusive stream. I got it over here. I think maybe I'll throw it on and watch this here. I'll give you the play-by-play. I got that over here at my joint.
In your joint? You got a joint, huh? All right, let's go.
I don't know.
I got this Wake Forest game on. I have no action in this game.
Well, then turn it off. There's like 1,000 games on.
Carver, don't start right now, all right? I got to be honest with you. I'm a little off tilt. I drove home.
Yeah, because you've been getting whacked around.
2 hours to get home last night.
Come on. The turmpike's always clear. I mean, there's nothing.
I was taking windy roads at 12.
Why didn't you jump on the Garden State? What are you doing?
Garden State went down tonight. Come on, Woodson. Give him the whip. Forget the curve, Ricky. Bobby.
Nah. Bobby!
Is the bounce house jumping there in Bloomington? What do they call that joint?
It's Assembly Hall. It's not the bounce house.
Excuse me. It's been a long time since. You know, I know Scotty and everybody else, and I respect all the Hoosiers, but it's been a long time since that team's been relevant.
They were decent the last couple of years.
Decent isn't good. That's unacceptable. They're a blue blood when it comes to basketball. You know that and I know that. It used to be every year Final Fours. Now they're just happy to get in the dance. That's unacceptable. Do I have to remind you? The lineage.
Listen, you might as well be the encyclopedia of college basketball the way you're going, so.
Oh, what are you trying to say? I don't know my college sports.
No, you're the guy. You're the guy.
I mean, you're letting Purdue. I like
Joey Brackets.
Doormat.
Joey Brackets.
Can we get a shirt made?
Joey get him Brackets. In. Joey Brackets.
Who? Gene Cady? You think Gene Cady's walking the sidelines there in West Lafayette?
Elsewhere. Alabama up 3 on Missouri with about 15 minutes to go. TCU, the Skunks, pulled ahead here.
I told you.
On Cincy, 43-38. There's still some time left. That, of course, was a system play. System play.
Jamie, Cincinnati. A.K.A. the Skunk Dixon.
Skunk's not the best nickname for anyone. You call the Skunk.
He's got the stripe going down the hair. He likes the one stripe.
Hey, who do you like in the Amex this week at La Quinta?
Oh, I've been breaking it down. I didn't leave the house because of that.
Got a good feel, too.
No, seriously, I walked in the door after losing the Eagles game, and the first thing I turned to was the La Quinta. I went straight to it. No, I did.
You know who's there this week, right? You know who's in the field?
Bobby Hoare. Bobby Ho? Billy Ho?
Billy Horschel, 110-1.
That's not good enough for me. Nah, I need more.
Oh, you only pay him 400-1 at the majors? How about Bo Hostler at 80-1 this week?
You win the golf. Yeah, I tell you what, you know who's got my attention this week?
Who's that?
First of all, he's 110-1. What are you talking about?
I just said Billy that. Hope. What are you talking about? I told you 110-1.
Oh, I didn't hear the 100. I heard 10-1. That's why I said it wasn't enough.
All right.
That's somewhat, you know. That's all right.
Yeah, throw $10 on him.
What about... hang on, I'm looking through the... this Matty Schmidt always catches my attention.
Yeah, he's going to be down the list this week. 170-1 for Matty Schmidt.
Yeah, Matty from the neighborhood always gets my attention. And Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens at 200-1. Somebody said that he's wearing different pants this weekend.
Is Skins back this week? Skins.
He's got to be.
I scrolled all the way. Oh, he is in the field.
Where is he?
1,000-1.
Come on, get out of here.
He's 1,000-1.
Where is he?
I'm not kidding. He's 1,000-1. Skins.
Can't this guy, like, honestly, just, like, take the clear for one week and just, like, come off? $100 pays $100,000. Like, he can't, I mean.
I was thinking you should put more like a dollar on it and pays $1,000. I think that's more where.
How about 10? Nah, I would like to put $100 on him and see this cat, like,
be throwing
$100
away.
And then give me the cash out for $40,000. Well, I mean, 100-1,000-1. Like, this guy's got to feel like, how down on him? You think when he looks in the mirror, he likes what he sees? Like, I'm just saying, he goes in, this is his career. He goes in, basically, he's 1,000-1. Like, the book is basically saying, don't even show up.
I mean, that's precisely what the book's saying.
So, like, how does he go out and, like, use that as leverage when he goes to the bar? That's what I want to know. Like, you know, talking point. I'm a PGA golfer, right? Usually that gets your foot in the door, right?
Right. Sure.
Well, you think you got a shot to win this week? Absolutely not. No shot. I'm 1,000.
They say I'm 1,000-1.
Like bottom of the barrel. Just made the cut. That's tough. That's a tough look.
It is a tough sell. Very tough.
Tough sell.
Very tough indeed.
I'm sure you get the groupies, right, that follow everybody on the PGA.
Indiana down 9. Down 9.
Let's go. The whip. The whip. Where is it? Johnny Whip. Let's go.
What a big second half here. Still a lifetime left
defense.
In this game, too.
Press.
12 and a half to
press.
Go.
Press. They can't handle the press.
Lifetime
out on
left.
The sidelines. Let's go. Press it. Give me the play-by-play. Are they pressing? Give me something. Are they crashing the boards?
I turned it off.
Oh, you.
I really don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, because you don't want me to win. See, that's where.
No, it's just I have my own things going on. So why do I got to cater to you? I'm just going to worry about myself.
Me? You're a glutton. You know, we're a team here.
Care about myself. That's it.
And Lisi. It's not Carver and Carver like some suggest on this network.
I saw somebody make that suggestion to you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if that's him or his alter ego, SRD.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. I mean, this is just an electric pace they're playing at here, Joe, in Philly. 59-58 Sixers with 5 minutes left in the first half. So
Blistering.
259.5 is the live total.
So what are we doing?
The stream is just awful here. Like I said, I'm already.
Let me tell you, are you watching it on Peacock or something else?
The Sixer game?
Yeah.
No, the Sixer game's on TNT, Joe.
All right, Carver, I'm trying to.
The Indiana-Purdue game is on Peacock.
All right, so what do we have going on in this Peacock game? Give me an update.
You want an update on the Peacock game? They're down 9, or down 11, 62-51.
Down 12, 63-51. This gutless team, I swear, this Woodson. This is what happens. Yeah, you make a run in the second half, but you're down so much that you still can't cover the spread. You're catching 10 points in your house. I'm so frustrated with these teams. Really. I don't understand how this guy Goodson, is it Woodson or Goodson?
Woodson.
How Woodson has his arch rival come into his place in Assembly Hall, and his team comes out as flat as anything? How?
I don't disagree with your assessment.
Kids up? The kids don't care. You know what bothers me? Let me go off on it. These athletes today, pros, kids, high, nobody cares about rivalries anymore. Nobody.
That's true.
No such thing. Purdue, Indiana, throw it out the window. It's meaningless. All the kids care about is TikTok, how much money they can get. They don't even care if they start. Just show me the money. Gutless.
I got to tell you, Joe, I don't agree with a lot of things you say, but I agree with that.
Why play sports? You know why they play sports? They don't play sports to compete. They play sports as an avenue to make money, which is great. But it used to be the competitive angle, too. Look at the pro game. I'm watching Ray Lewis last night bash the Philadelphia Eagles in a playoff game. It's not a regular. It's not a preseason. These guys don't play preseason. They can care less about the regular season. They limp into the playoffs. No mojo. No mojo.
No mojo.
They need me in that locker room. I'd smash a window to get their attention. Do I have your attention now?
Purdue's pushing back a little bit here. Back to 14, 65-51.
Right. Because that's what happens. We punched ourselves out. Now you got to just press the whole game. They're down 14. I mean, really, to cover this 9.5, they got to make it like under 8 with like 6 minutes left. That way we could go possession to possession. There you go, down 12. Come on, Woodson.
Goodson.
He should be Woodson.
Meanwhile, the skunk's giving me all kinds of problems. TCU's up 7
the skunk is in.
Without
the
under 12 timeout. Alabama's now got a 6-point lead on Missouri.
And Nate Oates, huh? Nate Oates.
Did you see that clip of Oates, Joe?
No, I missed it.
So there was like a little bit of a scrum. I'm going to try send it to you. You know who
what,
I think
tonight?
Tweeted it out?
Tonight?
Yeah, there was.
Can I just tell you something? I'm in it. I put it in another parlay. I sent it to you.
Oh,
Kansas
boy.
State minus the 1.5. I took this Billy.
System play.
System play. I took the system play. System play. Wildcats in Manhattan. St. Louis. I love these Billikens. I do. Even when Rick Majerus, the late Rick Majerus, he brought them to the map. Plus the 11.5. Hang in there, St. Louis. Booker? Could this Booker get 20? We're not asking for 35 tonight. Just 20. And then Westbrook with the 8 bounce.
So I just sent you this clip, Joe. This was earlier tonight in the Missouri-Alabama game.
What is the Oates jacket wearing? Oh, he's got a nice jacket on tonight.
Now, people are upset. Do you see what he did there to the Missouri player?
Yeah, he pushed him away.
Okay, do you think that was like a forceful like push,
no,
or do you think
all.
He was just
no.
clearing the area from
yes.
a scrum
yes.
and trying to get... Now, there's
exactly.
a lot of people very upset, of course, Joe, that he touched the other player. They're very upset. I personally, Joe, I don't think that there's a lot of maliciousness there, but... I mean, he gives him a little bit of. I don't think that there's much there, Joe. I don't think so.
I mean, come on, really? I don't know.
I'm just letting you know. What
I mean, this is. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. He touched him. I mean, come on. The guy's in.
He did.
They're trying to. You know, if the coach doesn't get in between them, then he's responding. How didn't you do anything? I mean, come on. What happens when back in the day and you play baseball and the guy got slapped on the ass? Like, hey, nice job. Right? Right? Coaches still do that in the major leagues. Is that a problem in college? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. What happens?
I don't know,
what are
Joe.
We doing? I don't know.
Kansas State
him.
Up 1, 14-13.
He didn't push the guy in the face. He just pushed him away.
He can't listen. There was players converging. He put his hand on the Missouri player's chest, extended his arm. I mean, I could see the part of it where you shouldn't be touching the other player. But, yeah, to say that he pushed him and gave him like this bit, I don't think that was quite exactly what happened there.
You think it was the extension?
Well, the extension kind of makes it look like a push. But I don't. I just told you, Joe. I don't believe that there's anything to be crazy about there. But
I don't know.
That's me.
All right, let's get to things that matter.
13-point game in Bloomington, 69-56.
So this is going to be a game.
Meanwhile, this Joker Embiid battle is just great, Joe. I mean, this is high quality. You don't get this very often in the regular season. This is back and forth, high quality level of basketball here. But Joe, there's got to be. Is there a number here to take the under? I mean, 264.5 now.
No, I'm not touching it, Carver.
There's got to be some defense in the second half at some point. No.
Well, give me an update on this Peacock game.
I told you, I turned it off. So whatever you have on FanDuel, that's the same thing I'm going to have. I shut it off.
Peacock now. Here we go. All right,
do you have the Peacock?
I do have the Peacock. I do.
From Saturday night with the Chief game? Or from the Bills game last month?
From the Notre Dame, that one game a year with the Notre Dame.
Mm, the UNLV game this year. Or who'd they play? Was that you in the last year or this year? I forget.
I thought it was Cal. Didn't they play Cal in the U.S.?
That was last year.
It was gutless teams.
Last year. I've had a lot of gutless games the last couple of years.
I got the Peacock. I don't even know my password.
Mm. By the time you figure all that out, the game's going to be over, so you shouldn't even waste your time.
You know, that's not right. You know.
I'm just telling you like it is. Like, I'm trying to save you some sweat. Like, they're at the under 8 timeout. Like, by the time you realistically figure out your password and everything, there's going to be no time left in the game. Nice effort by Pitt at home. They're down 14 to Syracuse.
Do I really want to watch this Peacock game? I mean,
it's a linchpin for a big parlay that you have. I mean, you got the Tennessee 15, legs in.
Nah, they just mailed it in.
And they got another run in them.
They're down 17. It's over. Stick a fork.
Oh, jeez.
You see, that's what happens.
You fight that thing all the way back to 10, and then they just, man, from 22 to 10, and now they're going to give it all back? Yeah, that's when they quit.
Retracement.
Joe.
That's what happened. 62% retracement.
You had a chance to get out of it too. You could have bought it back when it got back to 9.5.
Here he is, my life coach again.
I'm just telling you, you needed to be watching the line. Could have got yourself out of it.
Okay.
You don't agree?
No, I don't. But it's all right. It's a bad system play. I actually bought into a team in a rivalry game, thinking they had a pair of guts.
Yeah, nobody in college basketball has that anymore.
Yeah, rivalry games.
Could we get one more goal at the Garden here for this over 5.5 with the Rangers and the Kraken?
Oh, Billikens, take the lead on a heater. 13-3 run.
Where did that come from? You're on a Billikens?
Came out of nowhere, shot out of a cannon.
When did you get on the Billikens?
I just told you I read you the parlay I had. Where were you? I said
you got so many bets, Joe, that it's hard for me to keep up.
All right, listen, I'm going to say it again. Kansas State minus the 1.5. In the same parlay, St. Louis plus the 11 and a hook, Booker plus the 20 points, and Westbrook 8 bounds. Did you hear me?
I'm listening, yeah.
The walls came crashing down on me.
You lost me at Westbrook 8 bounds, so.
That's it. That's the bottom.
You're about to get a big trade in the NBA, too, Joe. They're saying that the Raptors and the Pacers are close to a Siakam deal. You love Siakam.
Oh, I like that Siakam.
For a package that includes 3 first-round picks.
So what does that mean?
Pacers loading up. Pacers loading up. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. 75-59. Purdue leads Indiana with about 5:10 to go in the game. Just about 5 minutes to go. 14-point game. You need a little mini run here from the Hoosiers. Get you back in the mix.
We're down 14.
Yes. Cincinnati down 7 at home to TCU as well.
Look at this. The K-State not playing well. They're down 3.
And this is, Joe, some half concludes in Philly. 78-78.
Wow.
The halftime score. So let's quickly do, I was just going to say, let's quickly do the math. Nothing like a buck 56 in the first half here. 271.5, the live total.
You want to take
and here's what the stars, obviously with these guys who have done the MVPs the last couple of years. Embiid, Joe, 23 points in the first half, 7 assists, and 4 boards. Joker, 15 points, 8 boards, and 3 assists. So the stars are out. Maxey's got 18 as well. He's hit 3 threes. Man, Embiid hit 2 threes today too, Joe. Who said that they want that was a good play? Was that Davis who said that?
Coach.
Today on Coast to Coast. Coach said Embiid over 1.5 threes at plus 140 or something like that. Coach did say that. Nice call, Joe. What a game.
Yeah.
What they got live for? What they got live for? They got live for Embiid. 40?
Yeah, give me a mini run. This team has no mini run.
Oh, you're too light. You see, Joe gets in these modes sometimes where he's waiting on one thing to come in and everything else is just blocked out to him.
I hear everything that you're talking about. Everything.
I know, but you're only have one focus right now.
Well, I just don't understand in a rivalry game. Like, you know, tell me why Indiana for years now doesn't have any pure shooters. For years they used to have sharp shooters coming out of the balcony. We have no sharpshooters on this team.
No
guys that can drain the three ball. None. None.
None.
It's amazing. You would think that the kids in Indiana and Bloomington, at least they could shoot. 78-61. I'm sure the kid Edie's having a field day in the middle, right? Nobody can stop this kid.
Probably. This is, it's January. It's his time.
Unbelievable.
This is his time of the year. Edie has, he's got 31 and 14.
Yeah, right. There you go.
He's got 31 points.
Got no big man. Can't drain the three ball. This is it. And down 19 now. Just cave.
Yeah, this is finished.
It's over. Stick a fork in him. All right, come on. We need K-State. We need this Billiken team.
But the Billikens are up 5.
Yeah, I know. I need K-State, though.
There's a lifetime left in those games, though. We're still in the first half.
You know what?
Still
I
in the
can't
first half.
You never root me in anymore. You never root me in.
Come on. Get the whip out. Extend.
Nah, you like when I lose.
That's not true.
We were on the same side and always makes for good radio when I'm upset. Never on my side. You started to be like.
I wanted to take the rough bounds with you.
But you didn't.
I don't see the angle.
Can't just go with the brain, huh? Always got to go against me. Always my kryptonite.
I guess everybody's upset with me doing this to you. We got our boy Mike on Twitter. Carver needs to remember the mark he says and Lisi as well.
Oh! Yeah. Maybe you're not so blue-collar like you thought you were. You're too aristocratic. I told you. You think you're blue collar. I'm more blue collar. Blue collar. Don't let the hair or don't let the outfit fool you. I'm for the people. Now, you're walking there with the billy club and the nightstick. Top hat, little scarf.
No top bib, hat.
Cracking the lobster. Yeah, I know you.
No top hat.
I want the surf and turf. Give me the surf and turf. Extra butter.
I do have this Maple Leaf Oiler game coming up, Joe. Now this one, hopefully, we are gonna get the bib out for this.
You want to take McDavid for 2+?
Not particularly.
Here we go.
I'll tell you what I did.
God,
let me open it up here. I did, because I had one of those tokens for an NHL parlay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that or not. I mean,
if I did, I probably missed it.
I don't know if they only send it to people who play a lot of hockey. It's 25% SGP boost.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, 25% profit.
This is what I did. I did Matthews for a goal.
Okay.
McDavid for a goal.
Right.
And Matthews 3 shots on goal. So it went from +407 to +508.
All right, let me take a look at this. We got games kicking off here. I like the Flames. I told you.
Last week they killed me, so.
I'm going to lay the goal and a half with the Flames.
Go ahead.
And then you like Bedard. Who do you like? He's on the IR, isn't he?
He's not playing. Surgery? He's out. He broke his jaw.
Who's the other cat that you like? Who's the other guy? McDavid.
On what team?
McDavid.
You're gonna get greedy.
Yeah, I took him for 2+ goals and Calgary minus the goal and a half.
I mean, the McDavid +650 for 2+ goals. That's not enough to just do by itself. You have to put the Calgary game with it.
I mean, I don't have to.
Well, why don't we try to, you know, like I said, let's go to the window here.
But do we think why don't we just take the over is 6.5, Carver? Let's just do this. You know what?
It was seven earlier.
All right, so you know what? Alternate total goals. I'm going over 7.5. Okay?
Going over 7. Okay, let's take the alt.
All right, so here's what I'm taking. Calgary minus the goal and a half, okay, over the 7.5, and I'm on this Russell Westbrook bounds bet.
Don't put that in there, too. You have that in enough things.
Nah, I want it.
Keep the hockey separate. Don't do it. I'm telling you. You're gonna regret it.
All right, I put it in.
Just keep the Westbrook bounds in it or out of it?
No bounds.
Okay, good.
I went over 7.5 goals.
That's fine. So you're not in on a McDavid goal with me then? So you're not going to use the token? You're not going to use the profit boost?
Oh, how do you use the token? All right.
You got to use hockey. So go to the same one I'm doing.
All right, let me go. I got the token. Right?
Yeah, you got it.
You want these tokens.
Opt in for it, all right? Make sure you opt in.
I opted in already.
Okay.
I did it.
Go to the Maple Leaf Oiler game.
All right, here we go. He's got me on the hockey. All right, Maple Leafs.
Now, Matthews' goal.
Matthews' goal. Here we go. Goal scorer. All right.
McDavid goal.
What about this Zach Hyman? No.
Then make your own. I'm trying to give you the same one that I'm doing.
McDavid.
And then go down to shots on goal. Matthews, 3 shots on goal.
Matthews, 3 shots on goal.
Yeah.
One of these shots on
goal. What does that get you to?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the shots on goal. Where are shots? Who's the guy on shots?
Matthews. No, you don't have to go to the guy. Listen, go on same game parlay tab, okay?
I got it. So I got Matthews for a goal scorer, McDavid for a goal scorer, and Matthews to 3 shots on goal.
Right. What does it work out to?
508. It's like nickels.
That's with the token, right?
Yeah.
That's what I have. Exactly the same thing. Just do that.
So we're all right. So we're rooting this in.
We're rooting this in.
Gutless performance.
I'm sure you got a bigger max than me, too.
Lose by 23. What a gutless performance. They should be ashamed.
They should be.
All right, Liz, here's what I'm doing. This is going to frustrate
you. You're going in for more? Now, we'll do a lot of football, Joe, in the second hour, because me and you haven't really talked about any of the football yet.
I'm going in with the Westbrook bounce. On the radio side. I'm doing it. Booker for 20 and Westbrook.
All right, you know what? Here's what I'll do. Just for you. Since you went in with me on the hockey, I'm going to go in with you on the Westbrook 8 bounds, okay?
I'm going to parlay it with Booker.
I'm not, okay? I'm not. Wait, what do you get? How much with Booker?
20.
I mean, what's that going to get you?
Hang on. What do you mean?
Why not? Why don't you go 25 or 30? I mean, what do you?
Why do I have to go 25 or 30, Booker?
Because I mean, if you're gonna be a pig, be a pig.
No, oh, now, here we go. Now this is how you push me over the edge. Well, then why don't we just go Westbrook for 10 bounds? Why stop at 8?
Trust me, I ain't going higher than 8. 8's the max. I'm not going higher than 8.
Okay. All right, hero.
All right, here we go. 8 plus.
Hang on. That doesn't do anything for us, really.
What do you mean it doesn't? What doesn't do anything
the Booker,
for us?
Who else could we get in the mix? One more. Think this through.
How about Fox?
Fox for
how about
much?
Fox?
Fox for how much? 25?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Is that good enough for you?
Fox for 25.
All okay. Right. Is that good enough?
I mean, let's see what that pays. All right.
All right. I'm in.
All right. Let's go. We're in.
We're in. Okay. Right. We're in together on that. We got a all hockey right, so. And we got a basketball. All right.
Could we hit one of these for a change?
It would be nice.
What a gutless effort by Indiana. Like, again, I'll say it again. That was absolutely gutless. Meanwhile, this Kansas State team, system play, they're getting smacked.
Yeah, that's not going well right now.
Down 5, laying 1.5. That being down 5 to Baylor is like being down 20.
Yeah, no, but they're okay. They're in that game. Oh, since here comes Cincinnati, down 4. They coming after the skunk here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
The skunk is spraying.
Let's go.
Spraying. He's nervous. He's spraying everywhere.
I thought you were in on Georgia Tech also.
I didn't jump in on that yet.
Oh, okay. Yet.
I want to see how this plays out.
And now you got to go back to Wisconsin because you lost them in the Indiana parlay.
I know. Why don't I just bet the board while we're at it? I mean, really.
Well, I'm on the Lobos late night doing the Mountain West. -5.5.
You know, like, why don't we just bet the board system while play. We're at it? System play. I got everything. System play. This is a system play. That's a system play.
Remember, and here's another game you should play just on principle. Because you did so well in football with the Iowa State BYU game. They're playing in hoops tonight, so you should be in on that also. It's a blue-collar game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. You know, good point, Joe, just made on Twitter by Craig. All that nonsense that we just did, I guess I should have asked you at some point, you want to put any of it with the golf? Want to put it with the golf, all that nonsense
why
that we
not?
Just did?
Yeah, why not?
Minwoo Lee at 25-1? Or you want to keep it simple with, we'll just get somebody for like a top 10. You want to do somebody for a T10?
I never win these things. Never. Get me involved on this dopey golf. Stop playing all these things.
How about we play? How about?
Here we go. He wants to be my life coach, Muddy Madison on everything. And then with the golf, we just open up the vault. Here we go. Let's just back up the truck for the golf. Could I get a run by Kansas State here? Can I get a run?
It's halftime. Give him a break.
Well, I hope that, you know, maybe they come out in their house and they realize.
Here comes the Bearcats. Down 2. We're going after the skunk here. Get me to overtime so we can cover this. Let's go.
He's spraying. He's nervous. He's spraying.
Let's go here. Come on, Joe.
Jamie, AKA.
Meanwhile, they've restarted the second half in Philly. 81-81. Live total 270.5 for the Nuggets and the Sixers. Kings and the Suns are about to tip. And, of course, the Thunder and the Clippers with the sizzle play coming up at 10 o'clock East out in Los Angeles. All right, we got another hour to go. We'll do a lot of football. We haven't done any of that yet. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.